on Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Okay, that's it in a nutshell. The Racine Raiders are back. When I first started here in 1991, that was Gary Sewer was, you know, the voice of the new Racine Raiders, and he was fully consumed with it, and I had never heard of semi-pro football before. Then I got involved in it, and who knew I'd be hearing it from my house, because Horlick Field, I can hear all the cheering and everything at Saturday night from my house. And Jeff Schick is here. He is the general manager of the Racine Raiders football team, and they're coming back to WRJ, and their schedule begins May 3rd here at home, right? You got a home game, right? Horlick Field.
That's correct. So Saturday night, home game at Horlick Field.
Okay, can you give us a little background on the Racine Raiders for people not familiar with them? Because when I first came here in 91, I didn't know anything about them, and Gary Sewer gave me like an instant course on the Racine Raiders. And, I mean, this guy was fully consumed with this. So give us a little history, a little background, Jeff, if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to. So Racine Raiders, as an organization, this is our 72nd year of operations, what was begun back in the 1950s. We're an all-volunteer, not-for-profit organization. So me, every officer on our board, every volunteer that works the concession stand, the ticket takers, our kids area, they're all volunteers that donate their time to the organization. We compete, as you said, at the semi-pro level, or what's being coined now as professional advancement football, the lower level, in terms of trying to bottom end of low-level pro-level football, where our players who have careers as teachers, policemen, engineers, insurance agents, still have that desire to play the game of football, and so dedicate their time to practice and perform on Saturday nights for fans. We, you know, are excited about this year coming in with a 27-game winning streak over the last 2 years, back-to-back national championships, and looking to get rolling again, as you said, this Saturday night.
Are you one of the teams that the opponents fear that, oh, no, we got the Raiders coming up this Saturday. Oh, no, I'm not coming in. Is that something like that?
You know, I mean, it's split. And so there are a lot of teams that, one, love the challenge, a lot of guys that love the challenge. And we are recognized nationally because of our fans as a destination game that teams want to come to. They want to come up and play at our venue, want to play in front of 1,000, 1,500 fans on a summer night in June or July, and want to experience this environment. So we have teams coming in this year from Arizona, North Carolina, Alabama, Michigan, Indiana. Teams want to come here, but there are a lot of teams as well that want nothing to do with us. And so sometimes it becomes hard to fill a schedule.
Now, besides general manager, you're the offensive coach, right? You're a coach on the team as well.
I double up. I actually just 3 years ago started coaching again with the Raiders, and this will be my third year as the offensive coordinator for the team. So my wife loves it. I basically have no time for her in these summer months because of these two roles.
Now, again, it's a semi-pro league, so these guys have other jobs in addition to the Raiders. It's not like you're in the NFL where it's their full-time job. Do you have problems with them? Do you get a problem with them listening to you, or are they that into it where coach says it, we're going to do it?
No, I think it's one of the great things is most of our guys, and I would say almost all of them, really love the structure that the team brings. They want to be coached, whether they played at Division I football on scholarship and went to school for free, or whether they finished at high school and never played after that, they still have that desire to play. They want to be coached. They want to be told how they can become better because they want to perform at an elite level and on Saturday nights. And so responsiveness and attentiveness has not been a problem for us. We have great guys, many of which coach each other as well, because some of these guys know way more football than even a lot of the coaches because they're so experienced. And so not only do we get instruction from the coaches, but players helping players is really one of the reasons that we're able to compete at an elite level, because everyone is receptive to get better. That's their goal, because they want to continue to be at that upper echelon at our level.
In high school, I remember Mr. Sweeney was our football coach, and he said to me, "Do you ever think?" Because I'm in high school, I'm like 6'4", 6'5", and he said, "Do you ever think of going out for football?" My mother said no, because she didn't want me getting hurt. That's the truth. She said, "Donald, you're not going. I don't want you getting hurt." Well, you know, I can get hurt crossing the street. I don't want you getting hurt. So she wouldn't let me play sports in high school. I played basketball on some other leagues, but she didn't want me getting hurt playing football. Now, did you play football in high school?
I did. I played here in Racine at Racine Park High School for Coach Phil Dobbs.
Oh, look at you. Local yokel. All right. That's pretty good. And, you know, we do high school sports now. High school sports are back on WRJN as well. And it's so good to hear those games. These are the people we see in our community. And you know, here's something about the Racine Raiders I really like. They're out there all the time. Even the 4th of July parade, the Racine Raiders are out there every year, the entire team marching in the parade. I take a car in the parade, but you guys are actually walking in the parade. And that's great that you're just a part of Racine.
Yeah, that's a big piece of who we are, is trying to be present, trying to always be a partner within the community. So the parades, whether it's the holiday parade in December, the St. Patrick's Day parade, you know, a few weeks ago that was downtown, the 4th of July parade are all big events for us. We encourage our players and our volunteers to join us to celebrate with all of the parade spectators. And then look for partnerships in the community as well, as we're trying to reinstate partnerships with the schools and get more involved, find opportunities for our players to have outreach with the youth in the community, things like that that kind of tapered off during the COVID years. We're trying to reinvigorate. But, you know, being an active member of the community is extremely important to us as an organization.
Now, where's the schedule for the games on your website? Where is that?
Absolutely. RacineRaiders.com is our website. You can find all of our information, team history, our current schedule, statistics from last year. Our current roster should be up soon. We just posted that with the league. So, you know, all of that information can be found there. It's also a venue where you can order tickets for Saturday night if you don't want to wait in line and want to order your tickets online in advance. So we try to make that website multifunctional.
Now, you also need volunteers, so people can volunteer to work with the Raiders, right?
Always. As you said, we have a big concessions operations that not only for Racine Raider games, but for every event that happens at Horlick Field through the year, whether it's City League softball or high school sports. We run the concessions there. It's our contract with the city and part of our partnership with the city of Racine. As well as, you know, game day operations. We have a marketing committee that works with businesses in the community that want to advertise with us. So if you have time, interest, and ideas, we would love to tap into that energy and try and find a way to make you part of the organization.
You know,
why do you want to volunteer, Don?
Not at the concession stand. I'll eat all the food. You'll make no money. It'll be one hot dog for you, one for me. One drink for you, one for me. As I say, I'm just a few blocks from Horlick Field when I live. I could hear the game on Saturday nights. I could hear the cheering and everything, the PA system. I could hear it all from my house. Give us a quick overview of what we're going to hear this Saturday night. It's the opening game Saturday night at what time's the game start?
7 p.m. kickoff.
Okay, good.
This week's game is Educator Appreciation Night. So all teachers, public, private, Racine County, other outlying areas, any teacher that comes to the gate with a school ID showing they're a teacher is admitted free. We will be honoring our 4 college scholarship winners at halftime and recognizing and introducing them. DW Davies is a great partner that underwrites this event in terms of a major sponsorship and promotes our interaction with the educators in the community. We have a team coming up from Southwest Tennessee. It's really kind of an all-star team of players that play in a different league called the EAFL that competes early spring in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. So they have 50 players on that roster making the trip up to compete against us on Saturday night. We played them last year. They had some travel problems, and only half their roster made it here. Made it kind of an uncompetitive game, but we're expecting a much better game this Saturday night. That team has promised that they will not have buses break down in Louisville.
Oh, is that what happened? The bus broke down?
Yeah, they lost half their roster, got stuck in Louisville when a bus broke.
What's the matter? They can't take a train from hop on Amtrak and get here. Okay, so the game is May 3rd. You're playing the Tennessee team, and it's every Saturday night through, is it October or September?
Actually, our league championship game is right now on the books for the first weekend of August, if we're fortunate enough to make there.
Okay.
We do have plans in the works for both a regional championship series as well as potentially national championships that would happen in August and September, but we should be wrapped up before October 1st.
Okay, and every Friday morning at 8:35, much like we do with Mike Clemens, we talk to Mike at 8:50 every Friday morning. We're getting a Racine preview of the Raiders on at 8:35 every Friday morning. Now, you say the coach is going to be here sometimes, right?
Head coach Wilbert Kennedy is available and extremely excited about joining you and talking to fans on Friday morning, so we are going to set that up. You'll be able to hear from the legend himself, you know, in the American Football Association Hall of Fame, Racine Raider Hall of Fame. He's been a coach for years with multiple national championships under his belt. He is the Racine Raiders right now. He is a legend in our community.
Okay, and your broadcast voice is Don Wadewitz. Do you know a little history of Don Wadewitz in this radio station? You want to hear it?
I know it. I know it's WRJN that got him started.
That he started here as an intern when he was in high school. And what we did was we had this machine called Radio Lotto. And we gave away lots of prizes, including $10,000 cash if you matched all six numbers. It was like a pick six type game. And it was a big unit. And we bought him a security outfit because he's a big guy. We bought him a security outfit. He got the hat and everything. And he had a stand with a stoic look on his face right next to the machine whenever we brought it somewhere. Like, you know, if you cheat, you got to deal with Don. And so that's what he did. We had his security outfit. And up until, I guess, several years ago, it was still here. Somebody got rid of it, though. I should have given it to Don, see if it's still fit. but, yeah, he started here as an intern at WRJN. And now he's the voice of the Raiders. And he's great on the radio. Yeah, excellent.
Don is fantastic.
All right, we're looking forward to it. May 3rd, it's the kickoff on WRJN of the season for the Raiders. Again, the team is at Eastern Tennessee, you said?
Western Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee Hornets coming up from really kind of closer to Birmingham, Alabama, but yes, from Tennessee.
Tennessee Hornets. All right, looking forward to the game. If I'm not there, I'll just sit on my porch and hear the game because I can hear it from my house. Hey, Jeff Schick, who's the general manager and offensive coordinator for the Racine Raiders, I want to thank you. I'm looking forward, and I'm excited you're back on WRJN. I don't know why the previous owner got rid of you, but we're glad to have you back here. Civic Media said, get the Raiders back in high school football, and here we are. All right, Jeff, I'll talk to you soon, and the coach is going to be here on Friday morning at 8:35 to give us a preview of the game every week. Looking forward to it. I'm glad you're back, man.
Thank you. We're thrilled as well. Appreciate the time this morning. Don Rosen.